shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy people. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our king. He will save us. Yahweh is my king and my God. He's a great king over all the earth. Loving kindness is upon Israel in this kingdom. Blessed be the glory of the Lord, for he is our king. I have come to proclaim the establishment of the Father's kingdom. And this kingdom shall include the worshiping souls of Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, free and bond. For my Father is no respecter of persons. His love and his mercy are over all. The Father in heaven sends his Spirit to indwell the minds of men. And when I shall have finished my work on earth, likewise shall the Spirit of truth be poured out upon all flesh. And the Spirit of my Father and the Spirit of truth shall establish you in the coming kingdom of spiritual understanding and divine righteousness. My kingdom is not of this world. The Son of Man will not lead forth armies in battle for the establishment of a throne of power or a kingdom of worldly glory. When my kingdom shall have come, you shall know the Son of Man as the Prince of Peace, the revelation of the everlasting Father. The children of this world fight for the establishment and enlargement of the kingdoms of this world. But my disciples shall enter the kingdom of heaven by their moral decisions and by their spirit victories. And when they once enter therein, they shall find joy, righteousness, and eternal life. Those who first seek to enter the kingdom, thus beginning to strive for nobility of character like that of my Father, shall presently possess all else that is needful. But I say to you in all sincerity, unless you seek entrance into the kingdom with the faith and trusting dependence of a little child, you shall in no wise gain admission. Be not deceived by those who come saying, here is the kingdom, or there is the kingdom. For my Father's kingdom concerns not things visible and material. And this kingdom is even now among you. For where the Spirit of God teaches and leads the soul of man, there in reality is the kingdom of heaven. And this kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit.